This is KERA News. I'm BJ Austin. Sam Tasby, the key figure in the Dallas school desegregation case, has died at age 93. Tasby was a quiet man who spoke little about his long legal battle and its impact on schools and the city of Dallas. In 1970, 16 years after the U.S. Supreme Court ordered public school desegregation, Sam Tasby, father of six, got tired of waiting for it to happen in Dallas. He went to the Legal Services office in West Dallas on a public interview day and wound up at the desk of 25-year-old lawyer Ed Cloutman III.
He wanted to know why his kids were getting bussed past the white schools to schools in West Dallas. He didn't think that was fair.
Cloutman took the case, and a year later, a judge ruled Dallas ISD had not ended integration and must desegregate. The suit then bounced through a decade of appeals until a federal court agreement in the 1980s, creating magnet schools and other educational programs to encourage diversity and aid minority students. It also put the district under federal court supervision until 2003. That year, in a KERA interview, the plain-speaking Tasby summed up his long legal battle in a couple dozen words.
My thinking was, if they could get to go to school with the white children, they'd have the material that they need.
Former state representative and Dallas school board member Harriet Earhart knew Tasby well. She was principal of Arlington Park Elementary School in 1971 when the desegregation order came down. The school was a few blocks from Sam Tasby's house, and they became friends. Earhart says she admired Tasby's courage.
Our community by Dallas charter was segregated, and to have taken that on in the face of That reality took a very brave man.
Civil District Court Judge Eric Moyer says the legacy of Sam Tasby and his lawsuit goes way beyond the classroom.
I think that Sam Tasby was the most influential individual in the history of Dallas in the last half of the 20th century.
Moyer says Tasby didn't intend to change the development and geography of the Dallas area, but he did.
The growth of all of the northern suburbs is directly traceable to the orders of the United States District Court that require children to go to integrated schools and the white flight that stemmed therefrom.
Again, attorney Ed Cloutman.
White parents packed up and left, or more commonly, we're told about the school desegregation case and were advised to relocate when they came to Dallas in places that the DISD didn't serve.
Today, the Dallas ISD is 68% Latino, a little more than 20% Black, and 5-6% white. Cloutman says that's not what he and his soft-spoken, determined client envisioned at the start of their 20-year legal odyssey and 30-year friendship. But he says Tasby never became angry or discouraged.
I would say, Sam, I'm sorry, no, we're not getting this. It's not working. We're going to have to make some changes. What do you think we should do? He just said, well, if you run into a roadblock, turn left.
Ed Cloutman says Sam Tasby was the kind of supportive client lawyers hope for. And as a friend, he was one of a kind.
Quiet, determined, joyful in his heart, a magical human. You don't find many of those.
Funeral services for Sam Tasby are Saturday at Concord Church in South Oak Cliff. For KERA News, I'm BJ Austin.